very definite theory, call it theory, so that I can be wrong, that a work of art exists only when the spectator has looked at it. Until then, it's only something that has been done that might disappear and nobody would know about it. But the spectator consecrates it by saying, this is good, we'll keep it. And the spectator in that case becomes posterity. And posterity keeps the museum full of paintings, don't they, today? My impression is that these museums, called the Prado, called the National Gallery, called the Louvre, are only receptacles of things that have survived, probably mediocrities. Because they happen to have survived is no reason to make them so important and big and beautiful. And there's no justification for that label of beautiful. They have survived. Why have they survived? It's not because they are beautiful. It's because they have survived by the law of chance. And I think my real feeling is that a work of art is only a work of art for a very short period. There's a life in a work of art which is short, even shorter than man's lifetime. I call it 20 years. After 20 years, an impressionist painting has ceased to be an impressionist painting because the material, the color, the paint has darkened so much that it's no more what the man did when he painted it. All right. That's one way of looking at it. So I apply this rule to all artworks. And they, after 20 years, are finished. Their life is over. They survive, all right, because they are curators of art history. Art history is not art. I don't believe in preserving. I think, as I said, the work of art dies. It's a thing of contemporary life. In other words, in your life, you might see things. It's because it's contemporary with your life. It's been made at the same time as you were alive. And it has all the requisites of the definition of work of art, which is to make. And your contemporaries are making works of art. They are works of art at the time you live. But once you are dead, they die too. And the reason is that ideas can survive more without distortion, without... Death is longer for ideas because the language stays on for at least a few centuries. In other words, 50 years ago we liked this, 100 years ago we liked that, showing the doubtful judgment of humanity on works of art. And that's why I like it to be only 20 years old. I have a short life. I didn't care. Yes, I learned it in Lille. I was lunching with a friend of mine who had it, and Miss Dryer. And she couldn't announce it to me. It was very funny. So, in fact, when she was so much moved by the fact that she had to announce it to me, my reaction was really a cold reaction to help her, of charity, instead of despair. And it was exactly like that. It was not despair at all. I have a very great form of philosophy of that kind, to accept any malheur as it comes. I mean, I'm not going to fight it too much. I don't fight back. I'm against the word anti because it's a bit like atheist as compared to believer. And an atheist is just as much of a religious man as the believer is. And an anti-artist is just as much of an artist as the other artist. An artist would be much better if I could change it. Instead of anti-artist, an artist, meaning no artist at all. That would be my conception. I don't mind being an artist.